I'm convinced that one of the more challenging responsibilities in the entire world is preparing a meal for a family. Because what happens is you kind of put out, what would you like for supper tonight to a family? And most of the time, you get no answer. Like, there's no answer. And then someone will say, well, pizza. Now, the problem is, the other challenge is you can't just eat once a week. You got to eat every day. So you can't have pizza every day. And so it's just this kind of hopeless task for whoever's preparing the meal. Because it's impossible to please everyone, right? When the food comes out, then usually someone kind of chimes in, well, we just had that. Or, I don't like broccoli. And then after the first bite, it's too spicy. And then, or it's, I'm full. Of course, if there's dessert or a chance of dessert, there's always a little bit of room for dessert after that. But it's this kind of like, it's this kind of hopeless task. And if you're the one preparing the food, you have to have really thick skin. Because you know, every meal that you make, someone's not going to be happy. And they're going to let you know in one way or the other. That sense of always kind of evaluating, always judging, always critiquing. And that's exactly what Peter tries to do in the gospel today. Last week, Jesus gave an incredible blessing, served an incredible blessing to Peter, said, you are Peter, and upon this rock I build my church. This week, Jesus says, I'm going to suffer and die, and in 3 days be raised. And then what does Peter do? He kind of pulls him aside. He kind of questions the cook. And whenever we pull Jesus aside and rebuke him, we're having a problem. When we make Jesus equal with us, we have a problem. What does Jesus say? I think Jesus says something similar to many parents. What will parents say? They'll say, finish what's on your plate, right? Finish what's on your plate, because there's someone in this world right now who would love to have the food that you don't want, right? And Jesus, in some sense, says that to the apostles. He says, unless you deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. And so we look at kind of the plate of our lives. We look at everything that's on the plate of our lives. And there's blessings that are there. There's tremendous blessings. There's also the crosses, the challenges, the difficulties. Jesus says, finish your plate. Accept it all. Because so often, first and foremost, we forget that we're incredibly blessed. When God does serve us a blessing, we take it for granted. Just by being in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, we are blessed beyond belief. We think of our friends in Houston right now. We think of friends going through terrible difficulties. We're blessed beyond belief just being in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. We're blessed beyond belief. But so often, just like when someone prepares a meal in our family, we don't acknowledge it. We take it for granted. We might even look at our own relationships in our lives as how often do we feel in relationships in our lives where we're always the one that's being evaluated. We're always the one that's being judged. We may feel like we're never good enough. Gratitude, and gratitude starts with the people that are closest to us. Gratitude to Jesus Christ. Deny yourselves, take up your cross, and follow me. There's no getting away from the cross. What's the last thing that many times parents will say when it comes to a meal? If you don't finish what's on your plate, you can't get dessert, right? You can't get dessert. And so often in the spiritual life, going through the crosses, If we ignore the crosses, if we don't finish them, we never get the blessing, the dessert, the goodness that God wants us to experience. So we pray for the grace within this Mass, within our readings, to recognize the many times that we do critique God, that we do evaluate God, that we judge those around us. We pray for the grace to be grateful, to accept the blessings that we've had, and then we pray for the strength to accept everything that's on our plate, everything. The good, the bad, the ugly, and we accept that through the cross, we have resurrection, we have new life.